The views and opinions of the Ask Kim Michelle podcast are that of the host and the guests. Listener discretion is advised. Hey everyone, this is Kim Michelle with the Ask Kim Michelle podcast. I am coming to you all with raw emotions, raw feelings right now. With the in the moment feelings right now. And I figure whether I get one listener or a million listeners, I would like to use this tool, this platform, to chart the course of my growth. And hopefully you're growing with, you will find yourself growing with me and find yourself growing as well. And maybe we can go through this together per se. So with actually 3 hours ago, if you're in Central Standard Time, that would be 5 o'clock. I got some news that to the average person would be devastated by. And let me clarify something right now. It's not a death in the family or anything to that caliber. But this particular piece of news would be devastating to someone. This normally this would end their world, and you know, with the mental health thing that's going on, this could probably trigger some emotions and feelings that could potentially drive one over the edge. Needless to say, when I got the news, it was about 5 o'clock today, and I took the information in, right? And I'm going to tell you something about two sides, really three sides to a story, is your side, their side, and then the truth. But it really taught me or opened my eyes even more to how people can gloat or have glee in seeing you down. You know what I mean? And it's almost laughable because it's like, you know, and let me back up for a minute. Black folks, and I'm saying this because I am Black. I have experienced Black culture, of course. But y'all, let me say this. We already get enough of being torn down by other people. Some people who like to see us being torn down. And for us to do it to each other is just sickening to the core. Like, it just upsets my stomach. You know what I mean? Like, it's so upsetting. And the news that I encountered, I guess this person took joy in giving me this piece of news, and it was just so disgusting. It's just like, why? You know, like, it says a lot about your character. And you know, to touch on what I would, one of my shows from yesterday about being held accountable or something to that effect, I think that's what that show is about. But holding yourself accountable and always pointing the finger, like, end that. Hold yourself accountable. If you can't take things, constructive criticism, in a business format, I should say, if you can't take that, or somebody having a conversation with you and they're forthright and finite about a particular topic, and especially when your name is attached to something, if you can't take that, why are you in this particular business? You know, so it's just, it was so sickening to see this person almost get joy out of saying what they said to get me down. And it's just like, you know, I really need to thank you for this particular piece of news. But it's just like, and I'm thanking you because it's showing me who you really are and how you really are, even though I was privy to information that you are how you are anyway. Nevertheless, it just was sickening. Getting joy out of tearing other people down, y'all, did that in 2020 and for the rest of your days. Like, it don't mean you no good at all. You know, like, it creates bad karma for you. You know, so it's just like this particular piece of news, going back to my conversation initially. If I was already on the brink of a breakdown, I could have literally, like, this could have ended bad. Like, it could have ended terribly. And sometimes when you're doing things, and this is free game here, if you're doing things, even though you have to be the bearer of bad news, because I've had to be the bearer of bad news before, there's a level of humanity that just should come naturally, that just should come authentically. But if you're of, and I'm going to be very, you know, blunt with this, if you're of the gutter, if you're of trash, if trash is your mentality, then that's all you know how to be. And if you're somebody like me, I can't hold that against you, because that's all you know. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, it leaves a bad taste, and it can leave a bad taste in one's mouth, you know. So, my experience today with receiving bad news, because I'm pretty rational. I'm a pretty rational person. I'm very finite as well. I say what I mean what I say. But I also receive information and then I move forward with it. But, there's a level of ethics that, you know, should always be, even if it's personally or business wise, there's always a level of ethics, or a code of conduct, if you will, that should be associated with you. Because if you don't have anything else, you have your name. And if nobody else protect your name, and I always say this, if nobody else protects my name, I'm going to protect my name, whether you like it or not. I am going to protect my name. And, you know, with this particular person's name in the streets, it's not good. And that's just being for real. It's, you're not associated with anything good. So I felt like that it was an accolade for my name to be even associated with you. It's an accolade for you, but it was a downfall for me, because your name was associated with mine, you know. And it's just like, man, just tearing people down for no reason, that ain't where it's at, you know. And I'm not, and again, I like I said, I'm coming from a place of raw emotions, so you know, this may not be the perfect episode or the most calculated one, but, you know, just speaking from a place of rationalism and of raw emotions, it's just like, you know, why get joy out of seeing someone else and, you know, someone else's downfall? Why get joy out of that? And that is a hater for you. I mean, for real, that's a hater for you. When they wish bad upon you. And if they feel like that they're in a position to put you down, then, you know, that's the only accolade you have in life. And I'm here to tell you, if that's your only accolade in life, is to put other people down, you live in a sad, miserable, lonely, desperate, pathetic, and ridiculous life. And at that point, you need to reevaluate yourself and go to the drawing board, because that ain't where it's at. I'm signing off. Thanks for listening to me vent for these couple of minutes. again, coming from a place of raw emotion, you know, and I'm going to use this platform as my own vocal and verbal journal, whether one person hears it or a million people hear it, you know, it's all right with me. So tell a friend to tell another friend about the Ask Kim Michelle podcast. I still have big things planned for this podcast, this platform, and this whole movement. You can email me at askkimmichelle, K-I-M-I-C-H-E-L-E, with shout outs, thoughts, opinions, views, comments about this or any other podcast show that I have uploaded to your earbuds. But let's talk about this as far as, you know, bad news. And I hate to start the new year off with bad news or talking about bad news, but I mean, it's a new year, but another day. So, you know, talk to me. How are you when you give people bad news? Are you sensitive to their emotions? Are you sensitive to their feelings? Or do you just not care depending on what it's on? Like, I'm really curious about that. So email me again, like I stated, askkimmichelle@gmail.com. Check out my Facebook page. Type in Ask Kim Michelle. It will pop up. I'm also on Instagram, and I am also on Twitter. The same handle, Ask Kim Michelle. Be sure to find me on there. And I will catch up with you guys in your earbuds at a later time. Peace.